All right. Hello, space friends. Can you hear me? There we go. You want to know what's funny, Juan? Is I accidentally unmuted Pithos with all when when everyone's joining and scrolling. I was trying to unmute myself, but I unmuted Pithos, so he could technically talk in this fireside too. I said, "Hey, can you guys hear me?" And no one said anything. I'm like, "Did they finally learn? Have they become that powerful?" It's not that my mic sounds better than Brisk Gynex, it's that my voice sounds better than Brisk, and you can tell him I said that. Dude, how many cigars do you think Brisk has smoked in his lifetime? Over under 250. Would you guys go over or under on that one? Have everyone taken the over on 250? Wow. All right. Okay, well, let's get into this. I'm pretty happy right now. I'm gonna just let you guys inside of our very boring space meetings. Normally our agenda item, we have like, I'd say, 15 to 20 agendum, but today we had 45 agendum. So like we were looking at like really high activity. And that's what I like to see. That's I'm telling you guys that Eve is looking up. I think you guys are seeing it from CCP now, and we're seeing the activity in you. You guys are in space more. You guys are doing a lot more activity, and it's in leadership too. One thing we're looking to do is we are like hiring new directors. We've promoted two people already to Ilum this week, and we have a couple more slated, and we're actively exploring more people. So as far as this week, what we got? Rest in Piss, Zintage, and Donrea, right? Those are our two rest in piss this week, and we got more coming. So if you guys are active and have good ideas, or actually it doesn't even really need to be good ideas, it just needs to be ideas, then we might be tapping you soon for an involuntary promotion to a space meeting job. So we're on the lookout. Definitely been telling our guys to be on the lookout. Since I took over, we've had about 50% turnover. That means about 50% new people. We aren't actively like firing old people. I think that as long as they're doing something, we want people to be doing their jobs. But I think that what is important for us is to have people who are out in space, out there understanding the issues that are that are happening right now. There's a lot to be said for like the wisdom of leadership of people who've been around for a long time, and having that is important. Having that person who's been here 10 years, 15 years, who has seen everything happen 10 times and can give you, yeah, this is how it works. But that person generally isn't out in space every day anymore. That is sort of the Eve life cycle. So we are definitely looking to improve and hire people who are more active, and we've been doing that. So I'm really happy with the pace that we're going on right now. And I'm actually very happy with what the developers are doing in Eve. I've heard some like behind the scenes stuff as well that is really encouraging. Unfortunately, our CSM doesn't leak anything to me, but there are other ways to hear behind the scenes stuff. So I have really good expectations for what CCP is doing right now, and for what we're doing as the Imperium. All right, so I do want to talk about some specific topics. One thing I want to talk about is ratting. We have a lot of people out there ratting after the DB was it DBM DBR. Whatever, after the money change, it's a lot easier to get yourself ratting and make some money. Yes, DBRB, yeah, DDR4, Dance Dance Revolution, one of those things. I see some of you spamming about Ishtars, and one thing I want to talk about is you should be in Ishtars. We have a lot of people ratting in Paladins, and I don't really understand why. People pacing here. A Paladin gets about 80% of sorry, an Ishtar gets about 80% of a Paladin, but about 10% of the effort, right? And we've been seeing that there's a lot of hunting going on, and we're thankful for that because it gives us lots of home defense targets. But Paladins are super common targets. I would re highly recommend that you guys, if you're in a Paladin, if you're in a Marauder, Look to go to Nishtar. You'll make almost as much ISK for a lot less effort. It's also a bit more scalable. So consider Ishtar ratting. We've been watching the hunters. They don't drop on Ishtars. They drop on paladins, they drop on carriers, they drop on dreads, sometimes on supers. But Ishtars sort of generally are not paid attention to. You can make about 25 million a tick on an Ishtar. So that would be 75 an hour. And let's so if you're in a marauder right now, if that's what you've been doing, consider an Ishtar. That's all I'm saying. We're not gonna tell you that you can't do it, at least at the moment. But you'll probably end up making more overall than when you have to eventually replace that paladin. One thing I did want to talk about is I have seen, this hasn't been super common, but I have seen some people sort of complaining about super losses. And to put it in perspective, during the Delve Miracle, we were losing anywhere from 2 to 5 supers a day. You're just going to have that happen. First off, they target people who they think are less likely to be able to respond, and you might have seen that if you you might have seen that if you like watched Home Defense for any amount of time. It's not an accident that the people targeted are also the people like least equipped to defend themselves. But what I'm just saying is, if a super dies, like it doesn't reflect negatively on you. So let's get back in that mindset. If that was a problem for you, just remember that these things are paying for themselves. Here's the thing that I'm pretty excited to tell you guys about. This is just an idea, but it is something that we are working on and something we're looking to get people involved in. We are going to start up a daily news update. So what that will be is, right now, say we want to say, hey, here's a change to the lift. This was a suggestion, or cohorts recruiting, or here's a cool BR. We really can ping them out, but only people who see them are the people who are on right when it happens. So we're going to be starting a site that will contain sort of daily news. This is not like an Eve news thing. This is news about us. These are fleets that went out. This is some battle reports. Here's stuff that's going on, so that you guys can stay connected. So we're looking for someone who wants to run sort of, we'll call it the news agency, and people who want to write for it. We're talking about blurbs more than articles here, paragraph, two paragraphs. And we're going to ping out this site a couple times a day. You guys can check it whenever you want to. And so if you missed a couple days, you want to know what's going on in Goons, you can just check this site out. So that's that's like a pretty exciting thing. So we're looking for 8 to 10 people who are interested in working on that, including someone who can lead that group. It'll be Imperium News, but it won't be Imperium News Re6. I don't know if that was the joke. All right, I wanted to talk to you guys. Yeah, it's sort of an alliance blog is a good way to describe it, BP. That's not a bad way to describe it. All right, I do want to talk to you guys about some sad news. I hate to be the one to bring this up, but I want to talk about, we've had two people pass away. So JB is, or Jabby, I'm not sure. I think it's Jabby. He is a lawn member who passed away from COVID about a week ago, and there will be a Sino vigil tomorrow for him. And then in Karma Fleet, this is more recent, Piercing has passed away. And so tonight at Saturday Night Swarm, we will be having a Sino vigil for Piercing. It's having two Sino vigils in one weekend is not something I was hoping or wanting to do, but we do want to remember these guys. We have added their names to the memorial in 1DQ. And so we just say goodbye to our friends tonight and tomorrow. If you can be there, please do. All right. Supleb, I just wanted to give you the worst lead-in ever. So here's something we're going to be doing pretty frequently. I want you guys to get to know the directorate better. And every week, I'm going to be bringing in a director who's going to tell you a little bit what they do, just give you 60 seconds about their job, how they do it, what they do it, and then I'll give them 15 seconds to shout out whatever they want. So you're up, my friend.
Hey everyone, hope you can hear me. So I'm Sopleb. I'm the new head of GSOL. If you don't know what GSOL does, we mainly fuel all the structures that our alliance owns. We also do all the construction for the infrastructure, all the iHubs, the TCUs, iHub upgrades, citadels, etc. Like we build it all. So during offensive deployments, we also salvage structures, loot wrecks, scoop loot. I mean, that's what we do. Doing all this, like we need tons of PI. So if you don't have your PI set up, go do it. You know, I mean, I'm still buying PI monthly. And, you know, sometimes even like last month when I was trying to finish a Keepstar build, I even bought over what my budget was allocated for PI. So if you have extra PI and you don't want any, like, don't want it just sitting in a hangar, just contract with DJs, I can use it to build Keepstars. I don't really have anything else, Asher.
All right, thanks for that. And to ask you the inevitable question, when are we building the Palatine Keepstar?
I'll get back to that after I talk to Tuzzy.
Yeah, all right. Also, I wanted to tell you guys at 2000, Kunmi is doing a Q&A for the Goon Economic Zone, the Jez and Industrial. So it's called the Jez and Industrial Fireside. That would be in about 45 minutes from now. So if that's something you want to get into or you have questions about, or you just want to listen to Kunmi talk about something, which I like to do, you can go ahead and join that in about 45 minutes. That's about all I wanted to talk about. I'll open the floor to questions right now. Go ahead and shoot them in the Elysium if you got them. Any idea when the new Jump Bridge page on the wiki will be updated to get it in the cart? But is it not being updated? That should be. I don't know. I'll figure that out. New doctrines. Now you're talking about what I want to talk about. I didn't mention anything about new doctrines. We are in the lab. We are working hard at it. So you can expect there shall be some new doctrines. But there is no announcement this week. This is sort of in my wheelhouse, stuff I really enjoy. So I've definitely been in the in my secret lab, crashing my PIFA because I have too many fits, which is a true story. I have my own bug for too many fits in PIFA. But it is something that we will be doing, let's say, short to midterm. I wouldn't expect anything necessarily next week. So I will tell you, Avabin, Zealots, probably not, only because Initiative will probably do those. So we don't want to be doubling up. Like, if we're both in Zealots, then it's kind of easy to tank against us. So you can knock out Zealots, but no other previews other than that. I also have a kind of a wild doctrine idea that's sort of, but that might be midterm, maybe around December. I can tell you guys about that one. Ham Serbs are not gonna, Serbs are pretty much done in Cretan. Where if you have a Serb, you might want to find something else to do with it. All right, what else we got other than doctrine questions? Any ideas about how we can use faction dreads when they arrive? I do not know, Fist. They look like they're going to be pretty cool, but they'll obviously be big targets as well. Will your faction dreads get reimbursed fully? No. Will Jeff write again anytime soon? So probably not through the end of the year. I don't want to say anything for sure. Obviously, future plans, blah, blah, blah. But I wouldn't expect a Jeff deployment in the next 2 months, barring changes in the galaxy, though. This is the big question. You know, what's going to happen with the rest of the galaxy? So I certainly wouldn't say there's no chance, but I would say that right now I would get involved in home defense, get involved in roaming fleets, and watch closely the politics of the galaxy, because that's going to be a big issue for us. Will the Alliance create a SIG to farm BPC for faction dreads? It'll be up if someone wants to do that, Cynthia. If you want to run that, then you could. That's the kind of thing where it needs more of a leader than anything else. We often have good ideas, but we need the person to implement them. Everyone who works in the Alliance is a volunteer. So it's something where I try to show that the job is appreciated, that we thank them for their time and effort to make the game more fun for the line member. But it is also hard to find a person who wants to do that. So that is a big part of our recruitment, is finding the right people and treating them well. That's sort of something I'm trying to emphasize a lot. Core team applications, that should be pretty soon, Crack. I don't know the exact date. Where are we going to stand for faction warfare? Good question, but not an answer that we have ready to make public. That's something that our Diplo guys will be putting out feelers and all that kind of good stuff. So if we need to side with someone, we will, but I don't know when we'll be able to announce that. Oh yeah, Secret Santa stuff should be coming up pretty soon. Those are always fun. Do we have an issue fit for ratting? Someone link the thread, please. Okay, Miss Moses, what's the news? The Alliance does not do like ratting Ishtar SRP. Some corps do. I don't know that, but it's not an Alliance thing. All right. Any other question, guys? Apparently, Miss Moses is having a buoy. Oh, that's so nice. You're having a buoy. Are you going to put it in the ocean or a river? That is so sweet. I mean, at least you had a buoy and not a gooey. That could be a little worse.
Were you naming your boy Asher?
Dude, I'm high-fiving the air right now. This is my favorite buoy I've ever seen. Congrats, you two. That's awesome. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. I'm really happy to hear that. You know, that's some good news. Obviously, we had some really bad news to share today. So thank you guys for giving us some good news. All right, with that, I'm going to wrap up the fireside. I appreciate you guys so much for coming, and I'm happy to be able to share some the important Alliance news with you. Y'all have a good day.